John, since you're the public hearing guy, do you want to continue it?
Yes, thank you, Mr. Chair. Commission members, members of the public, John Kotelnik, staff attorney for Game Fish and Parks. For those of you that weren't part of yesterday's conversation, this is just a reminder that we did take public testimony in regards to finalizations yesterday, and it was decided by the commission that, that they would suspend the hearing and reopen it today at 9 o'clock to account for some individuals who maybe were unable to participate yesterday due to communication or miscommunication as far as the whole Wednesday-Thursday meeting. So starting with the finalization of the three splash rule, I don't have anyone additionally listed to speak on that. Is there anyone on the phone that wants to talk about the three splash finalization? Hearing none. Anyone on the phone that wants to speak about the spring turkey hunting season? Hearing none. Anyone on the, oh, I have someone listed for the present hunting season, Casey Westmantle from Aberdeen, South Dakota. Casey, are you out there? Casey? Okay. Anyone else on the phone that wants to speak about the finalization of the present hunting season? Okay. Moving on to the finalization of...
Mr. Chair?
Yes.
Am I on? You got my call?
Can you add, is this Casey?
Yeah, I'd like to talk about the extending the pheasant season. Am I on? I'm not sure. I'm not on the Zoom. I'm just on the phone.
Yes, sir. We can hear you.
Okay. Thank you so much. And I'm David Sigerson from Pierpont, and I think you have a letter, the commission members, that I did write. I tried to get on yesterday, and I didn't find out how to get on muted, but I had a couple corrections I'd like to make or comments I'd like to make. Mr. Sanderson highlighted the financial part, but he did not mention the welfare of the pheasants. January, it tends to be up in this northeast part, can be very horrible, and the ground is pretty much covered, and food is hard to come by. And in their weakened conditions, I don't know why we should put more stress on the pheasants during the month of January. And also, Mr. Vandal stated that people don't really hunt in inclement weather. Well, I've seen a lot of people out when you shouldn't be, but then they're hunting a shelter belt and the trees and scaring them out then. So I just, as I stated in my letter, if you do want to extend it, you've already made a couple big changes, and if you do want to extend it, why don't you add it on the front part, not the back part? So I appreciate you letting me speak and give good consideration to this. Thank you.
Thank you, sir. Anyone else want to speak on the pheasant hunting season finalization? Hearing none, we'll move on to the private shooting preserve finalization. I have Mr. Corzon. Are you on the line?
Can you hear me?
Yes, sir, we can.
Yeah, my name is Kirk Corzan. I'm from Kimball, South Dakota. I'm president of the new organization called the South Dakota Upland Outfitters Association. I'm also owner of Grand Slam Pheasant Hunts. I've been in the business with my wife down here for 37 years. And Chairman Jensen, Secretary Hepler, commissioners, and other game, fish, and parks, I want to take this opportunity to thank you for letting me testify today on the optional waiver of the arbitrary limit restrictions placed on the private preserves. All preserves are basically operated in a different manner as to how they control their harvested birds. Some will shoot the maximum allowed, and others basically will only harvest 3, 4, maybe 5 birds per hunter per day. Excuse me. I think removing this restriction will allow some operators to have the opportunity to create more income and also be able to accommodate their clients that would like to harvest beyond the 20-bird limit as currently stands, which we all know that's what it is. When you look back 20 years where the industry was and where the industry stands today, it's really changed immensely. And looking forward another 10 to 20 years, I believe it's going to change even more. And the reason being is that I think we have a different style of upland hunter and shooter today that lives in a fast-paced world, and when they travel thousands of miles, they want to get as much experience shooting in the field as they can. So this won't be the case for every preserve, but having the option to give to the client, I think, is a plus for South Dakota as the type of hunter that I explained are currently looking for places that others offers this kind of wing shooting. And something that's becoming big now is English-style pheasant shoots that are getting more popular every year, and this would give South Dakota, I think, the opportunity to bring them type of people to our state. Also, I want to mention, too, I talked to Mr. Beast the other night, had a real nice conversation with him, and I appreciate that. And I talked to a large pheasant breeder Monday, and we know approximately over 50,000 hens were released just from this, that were sold to preserves just from this one breeder, and that doesn't include other breeders. So I think you could conservatively say that we could be pushing close to 100,000 hens that are being released. I mean, we don't just shoot roosters. There's a lot that are releasing hens. And also, one thing I'd like to mention with our new organizations, I've talked to several lodges, and as of now, I know we're approximately going to have over 1,000 youth that'll be hunting with the lodges this fall, which I think is a big plus because so many of these lodge youth don't get a chance to hunt. So I really want to thank you for giving me the opportunity to speak, and I'm really looking forward to meeting all of you in person. I don't like all this Zoom stuff, and I can say I know our organization is really excited to start working with Game Fish and Parks. I've mentioned that to Kelly and a couple different times, and we just want to make the experience better for everyone, as I believe we have a very high professional organization started, and I think we need to start a real good correlation between Game Fish and Parks. And I really appreciate you guys looking at this, and if you have any questions, I'd be glad to help answer them for you.
Thank you, sir. Next on my list for private shooting preserve bag limits, Mr. Roseland, are you on the line? Mr. Roseland?
Here we go. I got you now. Thank you very much. Mr. Chairman, members of the commission, thank you for giving all of us the additional opportunity to testify today. I was unable to attend yesterday's meeting due to the funeral. My name is Sal Rosen. My family farms and ranches near Seneca, South Dakota. I started R&R pheasant hunting in 2002 as a way to help supplement our farm and cattle operation. Our farm and ranch supports multiple families and is one of the larger employees in rural Fall County. We needed the extra income at the time to supplement our farming and ranching operations during, you know, tough years like what we're facing right now. And I'm testifying in support of the change to our hunting preserve rules. I look at this issue a little differently than most people. We're on our 18th season this year. Like many other industries, the hunting industry has changed and evolved at a very fast pace. I've been very fortunate to be able to tour many operations and been able to speak for and about our great industry to many in-state and out-of-state groups. A couple things that I always talk about is how diverse our industry is and how many family farming operations that hunting has saved. No example greater than our great governor's family story. The way that I look at this is it's not just a big lodge issue. I feel with the passing of this change to our preserve rules, will give our industry and our farm and ranch families like mine the opportunity to receive some added income through tough years like this and in the future. As you guys are very well aware of the cancellations we are receiving from our hunters due to the COVID and travel restrictions right now. I personally have lost over 100 hunters the last 2 weeks. This rule change will help us this season keep our full staff on the payroll. And I ask you to please take action today, move this rule change forward, and give us the opportunity to push through this year's bad economy and bad times. Thank you for your time today, for your time served as commissioners of the South Dakota GFP.
Thank you, Mr. Roseland. Casey, I see you've joined us now. You want to make comments on the pheasant hunting season as well as the private shooting preserve?
Yes. Thank you, Commissioner. Sorry about that. My computer decided to do a Zoom update right in the middle of me trying to log on, so I apologize. The pheasant season, the proposed changes up here in Aberdeen, we see quite a bit of traffic that comes into the area. As far as the proposed changes of the bag limit and the extended season, I truly don't feel that that's something that's overly necessary. The 10 p.m. start, I could give or take that. You know, it's been kind of looked upon as the gentleman's hunt of the noon start, but starting 2 hours early wouldn't really affect anything either way. So we would be in favor of that. The late season hunting going into January through the end of January and the potential proposed bag limit of four birds does raise some concern on our end. As I myself, I'm a late season hunter. I like to hunt late season versus mid or early season. I kind of leave that for the guests and for friends and family and for the out-of-state hunters. I like to hunt more late season when it's cooler for my dog. But I could see how extending the season through the end of January would increase the pressure on hens. Obviously, we know hens are the viable resource for roosters next spring, and hunting that late season, pushing those birds out of that late season cover with a potential storm, or just the effects of the pressure that you would be putting on those birds trying to chase that late season rooster, I don't think is necessary. As far as traffic, extended traffic coming into the area, late season hunters, most of them are going to be going to hunting lodges or preserves like Mr. Roseland's, and the ones that may participate are going to be your drive-in traffic, but even then we see a significant drop-off towards the end of the season. I don't know if it's weather that scares them away or what, but if weather is scaring away hunters, what is it doing to the birds when birds are being pushed out of heavy cover, that winterizing cover? So that would be my concern there. Moving on to the topic of the preserves, we are in support of changing the rules for the preserve hunting and the bag limits. We partner with many hunting lodges and preserves in the area, and you know, due to the restrictions and the unforeseen effects of COVID-19 and social distancing, for the most part we are seeing a lot of lodges that are concerned that the hunters may not come, or if they do come, they may have to quarantine when they get back home. And that's a huge economic loss, not only for the lodges but for the communities of the surrounding area. As I've said in many city council presentations, you know, less visitors is less economic impact or less economic dollars that come to the area, but not so much that. Less visitors mean less hotel rooms that are cleaned, less steaks that are cooked, less eggs that are scrambled in the morning. And having that hunting heritage, knowing what Aberdeen and South Dakota can provide to those non-resident hunters, we would be in support of you guys proposing the changes for the preserve bag limits as well. And again, I apologize for being late.
Thank you, sir. Anyone else on the line that wants to speak regarding the finalization of the private shooting preserve bag limits, who has not already spoken? Hearing none, we'll move on to the finalization of the elk raffle drawing date. Anyone on the line who wishes to speak on that topic? Hearing none, I have Larry Bowden wanting to speak on the finalization of the bobcat hunting and trapping season. Excuse me, I know, Larry, you had some issues yesterday. Are you on the phone today?
Good morning. Can you hear me?
Yes, sir, we can. Oh, we could.
Good morning.
Yep, you're good.
Hello.
Yes,
good
sir.
Morning. This is Larry Bowden from Hot Springs, South Dakota. I'm representing the Western South Dakota Fur Harvesters this morning, organization which was formed in 1985 to represent South Dakota hunters and trappers. I currently hold the position of Game, Fish, and Parks Coordinator with Western South Dakota Fur Harvesters. Our officers, directors, and membership support the current proposal to expand the bobcat season East River and to maintain the West River bobcat season same as it was in the 2019 and 2020 season. And I thank you very much for your time allowing me to testify this morning, and have a good day.
Thank you, sir. Anyone else on the line wishing to speak about regarding the finalization of the bobcat hunting and trapping season? Hearing none. Moving on to the finalization of fishing regulations. Anyone on the line wishes to speak on the finalization of fishing regulations? Hearing none. Moving on to the finalization of aeration markings. Anyone on the line wishes to speak regarding that finalization? Hearing none. AIS finalization. Anyone on the line wishes to speak on AIS finalization? Hearing none. Last one is the finalization of public waters. Anyone wish to speak regarding the finalization of public waters? Hearing none, Mr. Chairman, that would conclude this portion of the public hearing.
Thank you, John. So, Tom.